Children are the anchor of a mother's promise. My mother is the core of the family unit. She holds the family together through all difficulties, both in Africa and in the United States. She instilled in us values her parents instilled in her. At a young age, she taught us the values such as respect, kindness, honesty, loyalty, fairness, compassion, and a strong work ethic.
That is Bol Mayol, reading an extract from his book entitled A Mother's Promise, A Civil War Survivor and Her Pursuit of the American Dream. The book captures the remarkable journey of Adut Goy Ungwa, who during the Second Sudanese Civil War ran away from her village in a wheel and sought safety in a refugee camp in neighboring Sudan. She eventually landed in the United States. Mayol says even though his mother faced many challenges, she persevered and kept a promise to her children that they would have a safe place to grow up and they would be successful.
Basically, is my mother's journey from the time the conflict broke out in 1983, from her home-torn village to Khartoum, and from Khartoum to Egypt, and then to America. So it's her journey, and the story is told from my perspective as someone who was old enough to see what was happening around me.
Bol Mayol is a U.S. citizen who was born in Khartoum, Sudan, just before the Second Sudanese Civil War. He grew up in the East Coast U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, and is the founder and CEO of Bol's Book LLC. Mayol says he was motivated to work hard in school and receive scholarships after recognizing that his mother never had the chance to go to school.
This is still a problem in South Sudan and other parts of Africa, where girls are forced to stay home and boys are the ones that go to school. So my mom, the fact that my mom did not go to school really is something that hit me. It hit me to my core. So I focus on my education. I took it seriously and I was able to win the scholarships.
Mayol says he wrote the book to pay homage to his mother. He says it tells the story of her struggles and survival, but it is also the story of many other women in South Sudan who fled to Kenya, Uganda, and other countries. 26-year-old Amuna Stella Maris, who lives in Kampala, Uganda, says after reading the book, what stood out for her is chapter 4.
The hostile refuge, where life became hard for them in Egypt, to the extent of them staying in church with other homeless people. But the mother managed to put them in school, even to the extent of borrowing some money to make sure they were registered in school. I mean, she had the choice to make her kids go out, work, and maybe get some money. But no, she decided to put them all in school because she knows the value of education.
23-year-old Juba resident Will Makwachdit, who is pursuing a diploma in business administration at Catholic University of South Sudan, says he followed Bol Mayol's book launch through Facebook and decided to buy the book. Makwachdit calls the book inspiring and says it shows that one can thrive in almost any circumstances.
The book, in my thought, is an inspiration and encouragement to overcome and persevere through the most difficult challenge that the life can throw on us. And finally, in my thought, one of the messages that I think is universal and not just specific to South Sudan readers is you may feel alone, a lot of obstacles may burden you. Don't ever give up.
Bol Mayol says he hopes his book serves as an example to other young men and provides encouragement to women, especially widows and single mothers, to be the best versions of themselves to their children. The book casts a positive light on refugees and immigrants and their contributions to America. Bol has held numerous leadership positions that include deputy company commander in the U.S. Army. In 2015, he served as a NATO peacekeeper in Kosovo and worked with disadvantaged families, school children, teachers, and community to build partnerships and friendship between the locals and NATO. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.